Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
The South Haven Foundation and the Bridge Academy sponsor this episode. At the Bridge Academy, we redefine leadership. It's more than a title, it's a refined art, cultivated through comprehensive development programs designed to elevate your skills and mindset. In this era of rapid technological evolution, we equip you with ethical business principles and technological savvy, ensuring you're not just leaders of today but visionaries of tomorrow. Join us at the Bridge Academy, where leadership is refined and community is defined. Together, let's build a future where education, ethics, and leadership converge. The Bridge Academy, where leaders are made and communities thrive.
And now here's your host, Aaron Cozort.
Hello, and I'm Aaron Cozort, and welcome to another South Haven Business Beat. We're here today with Bryce Dickerson, and he is going to talk to us about Medicare and insurance.
Yeah.
Bryce, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, been in DeSoto County about 20 years. You know, graduated high school from here, met my wife here, go to church here. That's kind of where our roots are. And I grew up in the education field. I was a band director for 6 years before I started Obi-Wan with my company up in New York. They approached me a few Septembers ago and was like, hey, we want to move south for the winter. And I'm like, well, I'm in the south, so why not give this a shot? And so pretty much the whole basis of what I do is just education.
Sure.
You know, health insurance and insurance in general, honestly, is kind of confusing as a whole. And, you know, to just have someone kind of break down the terminology and the lingo is something that, you know, is definitely a need here.
Sure.
That I've seen that.
Absolutely. So you all deal primarily with Medicare?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And as you have gotten into that field and work in that field, what are some of the unique things about Medicare that people often misunderstand?
So the big part is Medicare itself is, you know, the federal government health insurance program that has, you know, the Part A, the Part C, the Part, you know, B, the Part D, the Medicare supplements and the Advantage plans. And we just came from a time, you know, recently when the 1-800 numbers were blowing up our television screens and, you know, just kind of taking over for 7 weeks. And so what our approach is we kind of let you call us. We're not going to contribute to the problem of just spam numbers blowing up senior citizens' phones. And we just try to be active in the community. We try to really just kind of instill education of what you're getting versus, you know, hey, just trust me on this. It's great. It's fantastic.
Right.
We want people to understand what they're getting and why they're getting
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So, one of the complexities that I think is often a struggle for older folks is to know who they can rely on for what they're being told.
Yeah.
And to have someone who can be reached to ask those questions. So
right.
Is that one of the functions that you all provide, is the ability to be able to actually be reached by a person who's trying to deal with Medicare, trying to figure out the process, and they can pick up the phone and actually call someone who they can know and understand
right.
and will answer the phone?
Yeah, so our whole you know, identity is that we're independent. So we're not tied to a specific carrier and we don't force you into this cookie cutter plan because that's all we have.
Right.
You know, the way we look at it is my health needs are different from your health needs, are different from my grandmother's health needs, are different from every person's health needs. So to have someone independent that says, hey, whether it's a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, given our doctors, given our finances, given our pre-existing conditions, this plan makes the most sense. And you know, like I said earlier, you know, I personally hate talking on the phone, as horrible as that sounds. So we just try to meet at a coffee table or a coffee shop. And so to just have that personal relationship to say, hey, here's my cell phone number. If you have any questions about what hospital network I can use on this Advantage plan, or, you know, does this doctor accept my insurance? You know, that's pretty much worth its weight in gold.
Right.
To just have someone who's in DeSoto County.
Right.
That, you know, I physically know on a podcast, or I've seen a you know, South Haven Chamber Luncheon. You know, that's nice to connect a face with a name and to just say, hey, I know, like, and trust this person, therefore you can know, like, and trust this
person. So tell me a little bit about your background. You said you've been in DeSoto County for 20 years. Give me a little bit about your history.
So I was born in Fort Rucker, Alabama. Moved to six different states before I was 10. Landed here in South Haven. Like I said, graduated DeSoto Central, class of 2011. Dated myself a little bit. Then I went to Northwest, got my Associates of Music Education, and then went to Mississippi State, and then finished my music education degree. I taught at North Point Christian School for 6 years there. And like I said, before I started this business adventure, it was something that I really loved doing. I loved the administration, loved the teachers, loved the students, loved music. But I realized that, just the education portion wasn't specifically tied to music. I still sing in the choir on Sundays at church. I still teach a 4-year-old PDO class music of Jesus Loves Me and all this other stuff. So that type of music itch is still getting scratched, but the education component of it with, hey, here's what a deductible means, here's what a coinsurance means. That's just the education portion that, is kind of where I'm focusing right now.
Right. So as you look at and think about some of the scenarios, especially people who are older find themselves in, what are some scenarios that are typically ones where people have a misunderstanding about Medicare?
So the big misunderstanding is that you have one option. Like I said, Medicare itself has four parts, A, B, C, and D. We need to have part A and B established as part of this kind of like our foundation. We need part A and we need part B.
Okay.
From there, you have three different routes. You can go the part A and the B and then a standalone drug plan route. You could go the Medicare Advantage route, and then you have the Medicare supplement route. Again, each person is different, and that's kind of where it helps to have an independent broker
right. That
says, hey, I can look at company A, B, C, and D, and given our options, I think option C is the best one.
Sure.
With the Medicare supplement, that's completely different than, Advantage. And I think a lot of people just kind of combine the lingo to just create this awesome Medicare hodgepodge ball.
Right.
And they say, oh, well, stay away from this because of this. And I'm like, well, yes, that is a component of this, but it's very different when it comes to. So I think the misinformation is just confusion and lack of knowledge. I'm not trying to call anybody incompetent, but I think it's just a lack of clarity of what this actually means. And so, the need for me is just saying, hey, yes, that's true, but it means this instead of meaning that.
Right. And, sometimes what you find is those particular things that people stay away from or misunderstand or are communicating incorrectly is because they don't understand the reason that that was created. And
right. There's
a specific purpose for that, but it may not be a general purpose. It may not apply to everyone, and therefore it's not a great option for everybody.
Right.
But there's a small segment that really needs that particular thing.
Right. And so, again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, so I apologize. But that's the perk of going independent, but someone that has multiple contracts to offer with multiple carriers.
Right.
It's like, if I only have one company that I represent, I have to kind of make this plan work. Whereas I realistically could see that this plan over here would be a way better fit.
Right.
But, I can only offer one carrier. So, that's something that we kind of sit down is the emphasis. I hate talking on the phone. Sorry. But just sitting down at the coffee shop or a coffee table and saying, hey, this pre-existing condition, we need to look at this route over the other route.
Sure.
Finances plays a big part of it.
Absolutely.
If I have to pay guaranteed $150 a month on top of my Part B premium, whatever that may be this year, or in years to come, finances play a big part in, medical insurance.
Absolutely.
And do I want to pay for it? at the beginning of the month in the premium and then, you know, maybe get a bill later? Or do I want to, you know, have a plan that offers dental, vision, and hearing and prescription drug coverage and all these extra perks, but, you know, at the doctor's office, I may pay $5.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's that type of thing that, you know, again, just having someone to sit down and explain option A, B, and C, you know, I always say that, you know, I'm going to treat you like my mom. I'm not going to just talk to my mom and say, all right, cool, see you in 3 months, click, bye.
Right.
You know, it's going to be that type of
personal,
you know, yeah, the personal relationship to just say, you know, I'm going to get to pet your dog. I'm going to ask you about your grandkids. And so, you know, that's where the stress on the needs analysis, honestly, just says, hey, given our current history, given our finances, given this, I think this would be the best option.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
So what age can someone begin Medicare?
So Medicare has kind of three enrollment periods. You have your turn in 65. That's what we call T65. And that's where you start to see like the letters of, you know, 64, 64 and a half. You're just going to get bombarded with mail and phone calls. If you've been permanently disabled for more than 2 years and you've been drawing Social Security, and then end-stage renal disease.
Okay.
So those are the three, you know, ways to enroll into Medicare. And just, it depends on each person's situation. You know, I'm going to treat someone who's been, you know, on Medicare for 7 years with their age at 72 and says, hey, I'm going to treat you a little different than I would someone who's been permanently disabled and, you know, looking to get health insurance through the
Absolutely.
Medicare system.
So this is probably one of those questions that gets asked quite often. What's the difference between Medicare and Medicaid?
So Medicare, yep, good. So Medicare is federal government. Medicaid is state government.
Okay.
So Medicare, that's the every, you know, as long as I've been paying into the taxes or my OASDI tax, fancy $5 word there, for 10 years or 40 tax credits, then I'm eligible for the Part A of Medicare that's quote-unquote free. Medicaid is state. So depending on the state that you live in, I don't know, Mississippi's, it's literally just called the state division of Medicaid. Tennessee is called TennCare.
Right.
And so all of those are just kind of state-specific
right.
of, hey, if you make under X amount of dollars per year, you know, let's just hypothetically say under $1,400 a month, then you're eligible for a, you know, a form of Medicaid, whether it's, you know, fully FBDE or a QI or all these other fun letters that just really, really have a grand time.
Self-explanatory
yeah,
in every
right.
in every way.
Yep.
So that all of those would be great reasons to give you a call,
right?
Because there are a lot of complexities in
yeah.
in this discussion, and there's different things that could be state related, could be federal related,
right.
and getting a visibility into those options, as well as understanding them and being able to comprehend those, is a
right.
great opportunity to give you a call and say, all right, I don't understand this, help me.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of my favorite things to do is just play bingo with seniors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my band director voice typically shows up when I call, you know, B13, and they're like, I love it. You know, I'm hard of hearing, and I can hear you. I'm like, sweet, that makes me feel really well. But, you know, that's kind of the whole reason that I'm doing this is because I want to be out in my community.
Right.
I want to, you know, be at the food pantries and say, hey, do you have any questions? If you do, here's my card. If not, here's my card. And if you ever do have questions,
sure.
give me a call.
So how has the chamber played a part in your business?
So, I mean, it's been instrumental. I think for the chamber itself, you know, they're, you know, Debbie King says it all the time, a rising tide lifts all boats. There's another broker that I work with. She's been just an absolute, you know, godsend of just, I can ask her of like, hey, what does this mean? What is, and you know, if she can't answer, then, you know, I go to my broker relations manager for a company, but you know, she has been very active, with, you know, just kind of checking in. We text each other off and say, right. Hey, you still breathing? Because I mean, you know, like we just came out of our busy season and it's like, all right, cool. I've got 3 meetings today and 4 tomorrow. And so, you know, just having someone to check in, that's not, you know, my competitor,
right.
Air quote.
Right.
That's been, I mean, she's been absolute, she's just been fantastic. But the chamber itself has just been a way for me to make business connections that otherwise I wouldn't necessarily be able to do. You know, with the, I'm in the South Haven Young Professionals and the right. Ambassadors. And so that, you know, like I said, being involved in my community was a big part, of starting this business, but you know, the chamber has kind of given me that platform to do that
right.
and say, hey,
right.
you know, I'm by nature, I love to be a wallflower. You know, I'm a gigantic teddy bear dressed as a grizzly bear. And just, you know, I like to be by myself. And the chamber gives you not stressful events or ways to do that and just say, hey, you know, you're in engineering, you're an architect. Oh, cool. I'm in health insurance. And that,
right.
that's just a natural way for us to have a conversation that otherwise I wouldn't necessarily be able to do.
Absolutely. So as you think about, you know, where you are in life and in where you are in business, what would be your recommendation for someone who's considering, you know, a similar path as far as getting involved with the chamber?
Do it. The thing with me is, you know, I've always wanted to just kind of be active. And this is not only a great way for me to be involved in the community, but it gives me a way to talk about my product in a way that I never would have. The team of ladies here are absolutely just incredible. I mean, the things that they're able to do with, you know, just the way that they bring members to, you know, new members to experienced members and, you know, it's something that, you know, I never really thought that I quote unquote needed,
right.
As
right.
much as, you know, I thought that it would play such a pivotal role in my business.
Well, Bryce, it has been great to have you with us today. And yeah. thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We hope you'll check us out on YouTube as well as visit our website, southhavenbusinessbeat.com, also southhavenpodcast.com, and consider your Chamber of Commerce, if you're not already a member, see how that can help you build relationships and grow your business, because truly, rising tide does raise all boats. Thank you for joining us for South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozwart, and have a great day.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
If you're ready to elevate your brand with top-notch video production and editing, trust Pure Focus Media to bring creativity, precision, and impact to your content. Visit our website to learn more and schedule your consultation. Pure Focus Media, crafting stories, inspiring connections.
This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.